May God decide which of us is right. You decide, said Abram. Your maid is your business. Sarai was abusive to Hagar, and she ran away. An angel of God found her beside a spring in the desert. It was the spring on the road to Shur. He said, Hagar, maid of Sarai, what are you doing here? She said, I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress. The angel of God said, go back to your mistress. Put up with her abuse. He continued, I'm going to give you a big family, children past counting. From this pregnancy, you'll get a son. Name him Ishmael, for God heard you. God answered you. He'll be a bucking bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family. She answered God by name, praying to the God who spoke to her. You're the God who sees me. Yes, he saw me, and then I saw him. That's how that desert spring got named God Alive Sees Me Spring. That spring is still there, between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar gave Abram a son. Abram named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave him his son, Ishmael. Chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, God showed up and said to him, I am the strong God. Live entirely before me. Live to the hilt. I'll make a covenant between us, and I'll give you a huge family. Overwhelmed, Abram fell flat on his face. Then God said to him, this is my covenant with you. You'll be the father of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham, meaning that I'm making you the father of many nations. I'll make you a father of fathers. I'll make nations from you. Kings will issue from you. I'm establishing my covenant between me and you, a covenant that includes your descendants, a covenant that goes on and on and on, a covenant that commits me to be your God and the God of your descendants. And I'm giving you and your descendants this land where you are now just camping, this whole country of Canaan, to own forever. And I'll be their God. God continued to Abraham, and you will honor my covenant. You and your descendants, generation after generation, this is the covenant that you are to honor, the covenant that pulls in all your descendants. Circumcise every male. Circumcise by cutting off the foreskin of the penis. It will be the sign of the covenant between us. Every male baby will be circumcised when he is 8 days old, generation after generation. This includes houseborn slaves and slaves bought from outsiders who are not blood kin. Make sure you circumcise both your own children and anyone brought in from the outside. That way, my covenant will be cut into you.